Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning. Welcome to Circles of Prosperity. And this is Cynthia Johnson, and I'm here with Dr. Reginald Johnson, and we're your hosts this morning. We are in the book study of oneness, and wow, we are plowing through this book. I can't believe it. It's been a beautiful journey. I have totally enjoyed it. I know that my life has been transformed by it. I look at things very differently and have had the opportunity to contemplate what our life really means and the purpose of being here and how to make the most of it. It's a wonderful, wonderful journey, this life, a wonderful gift. So today we're moving into chapter 27, and we're going to be talking about the nature of this journey and the meaning of the experience of life. Why and what does it mean, and how do we savor every moment? And oneness has quite a bit of information to share with us on that topic. Good morning, Dr. Reggie. How are you?
Morning, Cynthia. How are you, and how's everybody out there listening?
Oh, wow. I'm wonderful. I'm wonderful.
Great. It's Thursday, the day of Jove.
Oh, yes. You woke up this morning saying, "Oh, Cynthia, this is Prosperity Day." You are all excited because it's Prosperity Day, and Thursday is always a Prosperity Day, and is governed by the angel Sashiel. So it's a day of purple, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then it's our Thursday night meditation. So we host a Thursday night meditation in our home. If you have participated in our meditation, you know that it's fun. It's not, you know, a lot of people, when you say meditation, they say, "Oh, okay, we're going to go there and I'm just going to have to be quiet and in the silence." But Dr. Reggie finds unique ways to make it fun. And let me tell you, the best part of it is the fellowship. We have people who come and oh my goodness, it's just so much fun. And we eat. I usually try to make something fun and delicious so that we can, you know, have a good time and desserts. And it's the fellowship that is so important. Being with people with like minds, it uplifts you. And then to go on these wonderful journeys in consciousness, guided by Dr. Reggie, is something else. And sometimes he does chanting, sometimes he does oracles, which is absolutely phenomenal to me to watch oracles. But the one thing that is always consistent is the love that we share, honoring in God in us. So, Dr. Reggie, can you take us in? So, let me tell people, if you're interested in coming to our Thursday night meditation, please call me and I'll give you the directions. Our telephone number is 800-401-8129. I'd love to see you. It's a wonderful, a lot of people that listen to Circles of Prosperity are there. So come and meet some of them. We've had people that come from Baltimore, out of town, to come to Thursday night meditation, and the voices you've heard, Reed, Nania, Cody, Anthony, you've heard them make comments. They've been there. You get a chance to meet them face to face. They're celebrities. Ha ha! Right?
Mm-hmm.
Dr. Reggie, can you go ahead and take us into our opening prayer this morning?
Yes. Heavenly Father, Mother God, and Goddess, we are so grateful to be alive, not only on this day, but every day, that we choose to awaken with a brand new energy and consciousness and purpose. We know that we want truth and nothing false, and that we live and not merely exist. We have divine purpose and profound energy, and the profundity of that energy is in you, which is in us, and we are so grateful for that. We are the energy of lightning speed, the twinkle in a distant star, the vapor, and yet we still exist in these bodies. Let us have a total awareness and a total beingness, no matter if we're in the body or out the body or watching the body or beyond the body's energy dimensionally. We are consciousness, we are here, and we are eternal. Let us live with the purpose of love and light, divine energy, and peace to all sentient beings on this planet and beyond. We thank you for the invisible energies that watch over us and keep the planet in divine order. The Elohim, the Ascended Masters, the multidimensional beings that we do not even see. But thank you for letting it sustain us and keeping us whole and healthy on every level. We thank you in ourselves and beyond. We believe it is so, and so it is.
And so it is. You know, I had a friend to call me last night, and she is truly a prayer warrior. So whenever I hear from her, I always know that the Holy Spirit is sending me a message that I need to hear. And I wanted to share. She kept repeating a verse from the Bible in our conversation, declaring it over and over in our conversation. And I said, I need to go and read this verse and really sow it into my spirit, because she's making such a point. You know, the Holy Spirit, a lot of times, is extremely subtle, but can be very persistent. And so I was reading it this morning. I can read the verse, but I also like to read the chapter that the verse is within, because a lot of times we take the verse and run with it, but we don't understand the context of it. So I'm reading from I think this is the new international version of the Bible, and it's Romans 8, and the subheading here is Life Through the Spirit. Life through the Spirit. Therefore, there is now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus, because through Christ Jesus, the law of the Spirit, who gives life, has set you free from the law of sin and death. For what the law was powerless to do because it was weakened by the flesh, God did by sending his own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh to be a sin offering. And so he condemned sin in the flesh in order that the righteous requirement of the law might be fully met in us who do not live according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit. Those who live according to the flesh have their minds set on what the flesh desires. But those who live in accordance with the Spirit have their minds set on what the Spirit desires. And the mind that governed by the flesh is death, but the mind that's governed by the Spirit is life and peace. The mind governed by the flesh is hostile to God. It does not submit to God's law, nor can it do so. Those who are in the realm of the flesh cannot please God. You, however, are not in the realm of flesh, but are in the realm of the Spirit, if indeed the Spirit of God lives in you. And if anyone does not have the Spirit of Christ, they do not belong to Christ. But if Christ is in you, then even though your body is subject to death because of sin, the Spirit gives life because of righteousness. And if the Spirit of Him who raised Jesus from the dead is living in you, He who raised Christ from the dead will also give life to your mortal bodies because of His Spirit who lives in you. Therefore, brothers and sisters, we have an obligation, but it is not to the flesh to live according to it. For if you live according to the flesh, you surely will die. But if by the Spirit you put to death the misdeeds of the body, you will live. For those who are led by the Spirit of God are the children of God. The Spirit you received does not make you slaves so that you live in fear again. Rather, the Spirit you received brought about your adoption to sonship. And by Him we cry, Abba, Father. Because the Spirit Himself testifies with our spirit that we are God's children. So now, if we are children, then we are heirs, and heirs of God and co-heirs with Christ, if indeed we share His sufferings in order that we may also share in His glory. And this part of this text that she repeated to me over and over was, and if the Spirit of Him who raised Jesus from the dead is living in you, He who raised Christ from the dead will also give life to your mortal bodies because of His Spirit who lives in you. And throughout Circles of Prosperity, the major lesson that I have been instructed to give you through the Holy Spirit is that God lives in you. And many of you may be married to, I only believe in the Bible, I only believe in the Scripture, and I'm telling you that it is scripturally sound. The Spirit lives in you. The only thing that they're asking is that you become aware of it. And as we have taken this journey into oneness, they are trying to bring you back to that awareness that God is in you. So what do you have to fear? So let's move and talk about the journey home, the journey awakening to be here now, awakening to the knowledge that God is in you, because that's the journey. The other thing that I found very interesting in this scripture, in this chapter, and I strongly urge you to go back and read this chapter and study on it for the next week or so. But they talk about the mind. Where is your consciousness? Where is your focus? Is it in just the physical world? Because they say if all you're doing is moving through based on flesh in the physical realm, then you're going to believe in death, that it ends. When you're moving in the Spirit, you're moving in life. And we're talking about eternal life. You're eternal either way, because God is not going to destroy its creation. But it's a quality of your life. They say you will have life and peace. Because living in the flesh is quasi-life. It's not the life that God intended for us to have. Living in the Spirit, our needs are met. We are in joy. We're not struggling. We're at peace. We can fully express whatever it is that God wants to express through us, whether it be art or teaching or driving a bus. or being a tour guide, or because you like to travel, or you love history, or, I mean, there's every walk of life can be a joy for someone. It doesn't have to be amassing huge amounts of money. Money doesn't bring you joy. It brings you comfort somewhat, but not the joy. And so I interpret this as saying the Spirit gives you a fulfilled life and ultimately peace. So let's go back to oneness. I'm sorry, that was just, it's such a beautiful chapter, and it's so in alignment with what we, the journey that we're on. Whichever way you look, I'm reading from Oneness on page 259. Whichever way you look in your quest for spiritual answers, you are guided to one essential truth. It does not matter which of any number of avenues you choose to explore in your search for the meaning of your existence. The experience of connectedness to an internalized source is the culmination of the journey. It is this experience that has been sought throughout the history of your species, and the yearning for that level of connectedness transcends all the barriers of culture and belief that have segmented you into the categories in which you identify yourself. For the search that would have you transcend those differences is the same momentum that drives you to find the unity within your own being that transcends the limitation of your very humanness. You are seeking that spirit within you that gives life, that gives peace. You want to unify with that energy within you that gives life, that gives peace. That transcends the limitation of the flesh. You are not a human being. This is simply an expression of form in which you have chosen to experience yourself. You are no more a human being than you are a rock or a tree. Although you most certainly are all of these things. But what you are is not limited to any form at all. Yet what you are encompasses all form and all that is formless simultaneously. What you are encompasses all form and all that is formless simultaneously. You have begun to discover within yourself a level of perception that is both new and timeless. And although you have no conscious recall of these kinds of experiences, there is a sense of the familiar in them, a sense that you have tasted of this connectedness before, and indeed you have. You have chosen to give yourself the experience of reawakening. You have chosen to taste once again the thrill of discovery of the scope of who you truly are. You have opted for the experience of all that you fear that you are in order to awaken from that dream and to recognize it is all that you are not. There would be no exaltation in the discovery of the first taste of limitlessness were that experience not preceded by massive doses of the experience of limitations. You have ventured so deeply now into the illusion of limitation and of separation from who you truly are, that it is indeed time for the veils to be lifted and to be able to just glimpse what is actually there. So on one hand, oneness is telling us that we had to experience a life of limitation, or what it's like to place limits on ourselves, to really appreciate the fact that we are limitless. And that's been a recurring theme throughout oneness and actually throughout our teaching, that we need to have the contrast to really understand the depth. And the contrast awakens us. That's the whole purpose of the experience. It awakens us. You know, as we move into the fact that, oh my goodness, I can create whatever I want, we really need to have lessons about what not to create so that we don't make the mistakes when we're creating, because we're creating on behalf of the Creator for everyone to benefit from it. And so there's responsibility there, is it not? Because what I create for my life impacts everyone, does it not? We're one collective whole. And it creates a ripple effect. So if I'm just creating for greed, and we have those who have done that, and all of us suffer from it. There were a few people on Wall Street that came up with the idea of derivatives and packaging bad loans and selling them all over the world, but it impacted the whole world. A few people that made that decision out of greed and brought a world to its knees financially. So don't tell me that what we create does not impact us all. It does. It requires responsibility. You are responsible for uplifting all of mankind. You make a contribution to that. Understand that ability to create, that ability to be in oneness with all of creation, with that spirit that lives in you, that gives you life, that gives you peace, that is the nature of the process in which you are already well invested. You are already aware of it. You came here aware, but you have lessons to learn. And as your experience of it has amply demonstrated, the shift into deeper levels of awareness does not happen suddenly, leaving you illuminated from that point forth. You have experienced a process. And although you may not have put the pieces of evidence together until now, and drawn the conclusion that some radical changes are transpiring within you that were surely not imaginary, but nonetheless, those changes have begun to build to a crescendo that cannot be ignored. And you recognize that the process is one that eases you gracefully in and out of awareness, leaving you the time and the distance to digest and to appreciate the experience of it, and to savor the moments of connectedness with a newfound sense of adventure. Remember yesterday I was sharing with you, asking you to recall the moment that you began your spiritual journey and how exciting it was for you? And every little discovery was just amazing for you. You know, when I see young people on the path and they're so amazed at how spirit works and the miracles, and they go, sometimes I get a little jealous because they're experiencing it for the first time, and I remember how it was for me. That first taste of connectedness. That first taste of understanding the mystery of mysteries. What a powerful experience it is. And I mean, it sucks you in, doesn't it? You get addicted. It's an addiction. It's a wonderful addiction. Because you know that you're on the path to something more. You're on that path to enlightenment. So the purpose of the journey itself is the joy of pondering the mystery of it, of finding all the clues and of deciphering what has been encoded in the imagery that surrounds you. The Bible just comes alive when you are aware of your connectedness. Did you hear that scripture this morning? It comes alive because you are understanding the difference between living in the flesh, living in the physical form, and living in the spirit. And that's what oneness is saying. Wake up to living in the spirit. And that's what I've been telling you. Forget what you see. Ignore what you see. This is the end effect of your consciousness. Everything that you see, that you experience, is the end result. We want to go to the cause. Where's the cause? It's in the underlying spirit. That's where it originates from. So we got to get living in the spirit right to get the experience in the physical joyful. The journey affords you a leisurely pace at which to integrate the grand illusion that beckons to you and to ponder its nature and fit it into the linear parameters of your frame of reference. In other words, the reason we are so attached to what we see, what we hear, to the physical reality is because we're trying to figure out how the pieces fit together physically. Because this is our frame of reference. And as a result, you are well equipped to reject even that vision and ultimately to arrive at a vantage point from whence everything and nothing are present, because the journey was designed by you to deliver you back to the beginning, but not before you were given every opportunity to experience fully what it was like to have ventured far from home. I told you you were ETs. I told you your body is your Land Rover. And that's exactly what oneness is telling you. You have come a long way from being your source, from the mothership. You're here on planet Earth in this bodysuit that is your Land Rover to experience this environment, this physical environment, but it is not who you are. So don't get drugged. You are drugged. You are having a hallucination right now from this physical experience. And everybody is trying to tell us to wake up. The Bible is saying, wake up. Oneness is saying, wake up. The way of the wizard is saying, wake up. We sent you here to get information so that you could be aware. Choose to be aware. And let go of this experience, which is just an illusion of who you are, but not really who you are. You embarked on this adventure fully confident that the signposts and maps would be there at the appropriate moment to enable you to return safely. Once you came down into this physical form from your source, you were confident that there were clues to get you back home. And why? Because you placed them there yourself to await your own rediscovery, for after an appropriate amount of time was provided for you to forget totally where they were hiding. And since this is your game, and you structured it to be challenging and exciting, yet built-in safeguards that would ensure your safe return. At the deepest level, you know that there is no way you can fail at this. You will not be stranded for all eternity in the illusion of separation because you did not get it. You have simply programmed sufficient detours and side trips into the itinerary to ensure the greatest possible sense of gratification in discovering that you are at last heading home. And I encourage you to scan your life, scan the things that you have experienced in this lifetime, and say, oh, pick one and say, oh, that was really interesting. What did I get from that? Yeah, I remember that. I got, ooh, oh, yes, I remember when I discovered what love was all about, what true love really meant. Mm-hmm, that was a good one. Oh, I remember how disappointed I was when I didn't get that promotion. That was a huge lesson for me. I really learned from that one. Every experience is making you more and more aware of who you really are. And it's all to take you back to the awareness that who you really are is spirit. That's the true meaning of your existence. And so until you come into that full awareness that you are spirit, let's have some fun. Let's have some fun. Listen, you are heading home whether you consciously subscribe to the ideas in this present time period or not, because the energy that propels you in that direction does not emanate from the limited perspective of your conscious physical identity, but rather is being directed from a place of greater awareness that knows, like a loving parent, that you have been out there long enough. You have played long enough. Baby, it's time to come in. It's getting dark. You remember your mama calling you when the sun comes down and you're down the street playing with your friends? Come on home. It's getting dark. I want you in the house. Your higher self is saying that. Come on home. It's getting dark. You need to be in the house. The journey home can be prolonged if that is your choice. But the moments that nudge you toward reunification are calculated to accelerate your momentum by virtue of the pleasure programmed into this phase of the experience. Discovering who you are is so pleasurable that it drives you. Remember I said it's like an addiction. You become addicted to it. I remember sitting at my desk not long ago, and I said, my goodness, what have I done with my life? This was a weak moment for me, okay? I said, I have spent so much of my time. I really recognized how consumed I have been with my spiritual life. And all of the things that I thought were important to me, I had not manifested them. So I went through this period of like, okay, I haven't reached where I wanted to be on the corporate ladder. I haven't reached where I wanted to be with on the financial level. I was looking at all the things I hadn't accomplished in the physical world, and I said, I've squandered everything because I put so much was on my spiritual development. I've just been consumed with it. It was, you know, some people have hobbies. That was where all of my extra time went, into my spiritual development. All the books that I read, my spiritual development, I was just, and I was feeling like, what have I done? Why did I do that? And the greatest gift for me has been sharing that journey with you. That has been my greatest gift, sharing it. You surely are free to opt for a lengthy dalliance in the realms of dissatisfaction and frustration and misery that you have no doubt visited along the way. You can stay there. But it is unlikely, given the nature of the reintegration process, given the nature of reuniting with who you are, with the Spirit of God, that those choices would be made on a regular basis, because you will arrive at your destination, and that is guaranteed. What is optional is the identity that will experience that arrival. You're going to get there one way or the other. Because from the vantage point of the timeless, it is irrelevant as to whether you or some future incarnation of you is the one to experience your ultimate homecoming. And it is not an indication of failure on your part should you depart this physical body and relinquish this incarnate identity along the way. For you are part of the journey. You are one of countless vehicles for the experience of the journey home. The experience you chose to give yourself and which you wanted to savor, it may take many lifetimes, even with an enlightened state of awareness, to bring this process to fruition. And although the illusion of this time and place is shifting in its form and vibrational nature, your perception of this here and now will remain your reality throughout your experience of the journey. So they're saying, even though the vibration on planet Earth is changing, and the momentum, the time, and the speed in which this goes through that is changing, your reality throughout your experience of this journey will remain the same. Your reality will remain the same. So should you choose to reincarnate, to come back into physical form, to experience the ongoing journey from the vantage point of physicality, it will be within the context of linear time, in the linear place you consider to be planet Earth, because your perception of self with linear memory, even of so-called past lives, will complete that portion of your journey here. But once you experience yourself as one with all that is here, well, the next phase of the process will be initiated, which will carry you beyond the multidimensional constraints of the world of form. And until you reach that definitive threshold, you will continue to expand your awareness such that it encompasses such successive, heightened variation on the theme that you consider to be your life. So as long as you are married to the flesh, you will experience life in the flesh, and you may come back time after time to experience life in the flesh. But when you move into experiencing life in the spirit, then you're moving to another level. Oh, I love you guys this morning. We're going to finish this lesson up tomorrow. What this journey that we call life is magnificent. Don't miss it. Stop and look at it. Scan it. Contemplate it. Savor every moment. I have a few minutes left. If anybody wants to make a quick comment or question this morning, please press 1 on your telephone keypad. Good morning, Anthony. Oh, this is Jean. Hey, Jean.
Yes, good morning, Cynthia. Good morning, Dr. Reggie. What an awesome lesson. Holy Spirit, Holy Spirit, thank you so much.
Amen. Thank you. I agree.
What a lesson. Yes. I want to quickly say when the student is ready, the teacher shall appear. And the teacher is thy divine self. It's thy higher self.
Amen.
And the higher self, I love what you're saying. You said this morning, wake up. Wake up. Know thyself. Know thy higher self.
Mm-hmm.
And I thank you. What a lesson. It's beautiful. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Mr. Anthony, how are you this morning?
Hi. I hadn't even pushed the button yet, I was planning to, and you called my name, so I said, I just want to say quickly that the last 3 days, which includes this one, has been so enlightening. I mean, the last 2 days, I mean, you was on a roll, and we appreciate it. I appreciate it. But I want to say that what this all reminds me is to stay focused on who we really are.
Amen.
And that is important because there's a lot of distractions. For
mm-hmm.
whatever reason, I'm not going to even judge it, but there are a lot of distractions, and we have to be mindful that they are and have to be vigilant, be sober as a soldier, because it's like it's a roaring lion seeking who it may devour. So we have to be mindful of that and just be conscious, because we have a job to do, and the best way we could do it is to stay focused on what we have at hand, so others will see what we have accomplished, and then they will come to us, and we don't have to actually bring it to them. So thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you. Love and light and peace. I love you. Looking forward to seeing you tonight. Okay, Dr. Reggie, you want to take us into our closing prayer? Hold on 1 second. Let me turn your mic on. There you go.
Heavenly Father, thank you for this beautiful lesson today, that it will stay in our hearts and be emblazoned in our spirits. Let us know that there is no end. There is a cornucopia of ideas from you and limitlessness and energy that will last beyond this body into infinity. We are the children of the primal energy that exists in all things. Thank you for creating us to know that we are divine lineage and divine beings having a physical expression. We are the ETs from the void. We come to the planet through the mother vehicle to express this energy and to express ourselves, but we are all one, and we are love and light, mostly love. Let us grow and be nurtured into that divine expression, and we always give thanks with an attitude of being grateful for every good thing. Let us be mindful and vigilant in all things spiritual. We believe it is so, and so it is.
And so it is. Thank you so much for joining us this morning. Have a blessed day, and enjoy this life. Savor this life.